Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest Monday podcast from Adept English. I hope you're well and that your English language learning is coming on, progressing. If you like what we're doing, you like our courses and our podcasts, and they're really helpful to you in learning English, why not tell your friends and family about us? That helps Adept English a lot. The more successful we are, the more listeners we have, the more material we'll produce. But also, we love it when you give us feedback on what we're doing. And just to prove that we're listening to our listeners, I'm going to do a podcast today on a topic, a subject which was a suggestion from one of our regular listeners. So thank you to Ekaterina for this suggestion. And thank you also to Ekaterina for all of your support and feedback. It's really helpful to us. So remember, if you have a question or you would like us to cover a particular subject, then please let us know. I'm very happy to take suggestions and to mention you in my podcast. Now, many of you who are learning English will study English grammar as part of the process. You might learn grammar as part of your college course and learn it in a traditional way where you study in a book and maybe you test yourself on sample sentences. Now, to study English grammar in this way is going to help, of course. But there are some parts of grammar that are more difficult to understand, to get your head around, as we say. And studying by reading and writing tends to make you better at reading and writing in the new language. But it's not quite so good to put this type of learning into practice when you come to speak. So maybe we can do it a different way. How about we look at a piece of grammar which English language learners find difficult? How about using verbs in the conditional? This is Ekaterina's suggestion. The conditional may be called the conditional mood or the conditional tense. And here we're talking about the changes to verbs when a situation is hypothetical, when it's not yet happened and we're just thinking about it happening. We're talking about what's possible. When you study English grammar and you learn conditionals in your English class, you tend to learn that there are four types of condition or conditional sentences. Type 0, type 1, type 2, and type 3. So I'll use these definitions. I'll use these types to make it easier for those of you who study English grammar. But I'll also try to make it easier for those of you who learn best through listening. Today, I'll cover type 0 and type 1 conditionals. First of all, most sentences which use conditional verbs, they have the word if in them. However, sometimes if you're talking about a negative possibility, you can also use unless. So there are sentences which have conditional verbs, which don't have either if or unless. But if or unless are there, this indicates it's conditional. So some examples using if. If you eat all the chocolate, I will not be happy. Or, if you eat your salad, I will give you chocolate. And using unless you leave me some chocolate, I will not be happy. Or, I won't give you chocolate unless you eat your salad. So if and unless are little conjunctions, little joining words, which show you that there's a condition coming in a sentence. If you study English grammar, in particular conditionals, it's kind of helpful to know that. OK, let's cover just type 0 and type 1 conditionals. We'll leave type 2 and type 3 conditions and mixed conditions for another day. This is complicated, so it needs breaking down. So type 0 conditionals. These are fairly simple. There are statements which are general truths. They are observations about the world, simple cause and effect. They're always true, all the time, and therefore they use the simple present tense. So examples of type 0 conditional sentences talking about general truths or things which always happen. If you drink coffee, it makes you more awake. Water boils if you heat it to 100 degrees centigrade. If I'm awake, I get out of bed. If you eat oranges, you'll get vitamin C. Cats don't stay living with you unless you feed them. Ice doesn't melt unless the temperature rises above zero. Okay, so far so good. They're easy ones. Type 1 conditionals. So I'll give you an example to make it easier. If the weather is nice tomorrow, we'll go to the zoo. So basically, we're saying that if when we wake up tomorrow morning, the sun is shining, we will visit the zoo. Now, if you are used to, if you're familiar with simple conditional sentences, you'll understand that. You'll see the word if at the beginning of the sentence and probably recognise you're dealing with a conditional. If you're newer to this, you'll notice something funny happening with the tenses. Tenses, by the way, are the different forms of a verb, depending upon whether it's past, present or future. So the meaning you take from this sentence is, there's a possibility that we will go to the zoo tomorrow. That's fine, it matches. Tomorrow is in the future, and we will go to the zoo is also future tense. But if you notice the first part of the sentence, if the weather is nice tomorrow, the first bit, it's a bit weird. The verb is in the present tense. The weather is nice, but the adverb is tomorrow, so it's future. It hasn't happened yet, but we're using present tense. It is absolutely grammatically correct, and this is because when you're using conditional verbs with if, the tenses in English do slightly strange things, so that's why it needs particular attention. So let's put that example into context. There are different types of conditions and the tenses of the verbs in English behave differently according to what type of condition you are talking about. So the example I've given you above, if the weather is nice tomorrow we'll go to the zoo, is a type 1 conditional. So if you use the type 1 conditional in the following, or you use it in the following circumstances. Either there's a real situation happening right now, but you don't know that it's happening, or you don't know whether it's true, or there's a real possibility of something happening in the future. So the example of a type 1 conditional that I've given you, if the weather is nice tomorrow we'll go to the zoo, is an example of the second one, a real possibility of something happening in the future. If the weather is nice tomorrow uses present tense, but it has a future meaning, and then there's a probable result. We will go to the zoo. So that's a simple future tense. If it's the first kind of type 1 conditional sentence, the condition may be happening right now. It's just you don't know it. Grammar-wise, it works the same. If it's raining outside, we will not go to the zoo. And that means I don't know whether it's raining now because I haven't looked. If it's sunny outside, we will go to the zoo. If the potatoes are cooked, you can eat them straight away. So conditional in that something may already have happened, but we don't know it yet. Okay, let's consolidate by giving more examples of these types. Type 0, remember, are things that always happen, general truths or rules. If you smile, you look more friendly. If he gets lost, he always phones me. If you mix blue and yellow, you get green. He will not eat the biscuits unless he knows they're nut free. So they're all type 0. So type 1, where the condition may be true now, but we don't yet know. So that's simple present plus simple future for the effect, for the result. If the parcel is at the post office, I will collect it. If you agree with me, I will put the idea forward. I'll not wash my car unless you are willing to help me. I will drive my car if you're sure it's safe. I won't drive my car unless you are sure it's safe. And type one again, the same form, but where everything is in the future. We're talking about future possibilities, but we're using simple present and then simple future. If you bake a cake, I'll help you decorate it. You will be healthier if you eat more vegetables. If you do your homework, I will take you to the park. I won't take you to the park unless you do your homework. So just notice the order swaps round. Sometimes the if comes at the start, or it's the second bit of the sentence, and the unless can be at the start or the second bit of the sentence. Okay, so there are two more types of conditionals, which use if or unless statements. That's type 2 and type 3. And there are mixed conditionals as well. They're still waiting to be covered. And there are modal verbs like may and might, could or would. And how those work in conditional sentences. I'll cover those in future podcasts. Hopefully, by breaking it down, I make it a bit easier. But let's not try to do too much at once. Let us know whether this podcast helps you study English grammar. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.